Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to ECCR Live. My name's Keith. I'm the producer of the show, and this is presented by ElectronicCigaretteConsumerReviews.com. E-cigarette safety has been a hot topic lately. From our own community, the media, and federal agencies, e-cigarette safety is being scrutinized unlike ever before. This is an important issue that should be discussed, and it is up to the community and manufacturers of e-cigarettes to set a standard of safety that keeps e-cigarettes out of the headlines. This brings us into our story today about the FAA warning airlines about e-cigarette safety. The FAA warns airlines about e-cig safety concerns. The Federal Aviation Administration is the latest to warn about e-cigarette dangers, this time about the fire potential of e-cigs on airplanes. With stories about e-cigarette safety being a big topic these days, it seems that everyone has a say about the devices, and the FAA has decided to chime in too. E-cigarette regulation is still developing, and the rules that govern electronic cigarettes are being adapted to the reality on the ground. Unfortunately, we have seen inaccurate data and basic fear-mongering that has led to a number of vaping bans across the country, but this latest objection could have a huge impact on e-cig users that travel. Up until now, we have seen different airlines take upon different rules when it came to e-cigs on airplanes. At first, there was a universal acceptance that vapers would be able to carry their e-cigs on board, with some that even looked the other way when regard to vaping on the airplane. Boy, I wish, last time I traveled, I wish I could vape on the airplane. I asked, I believe it was American Airlines, and I asked. But you know, I also did a lot of research, and this was about a year ago, because I traveled from Philadelphia to California, and I had to stop at a layover in Houston. And I looked into each airport and each airline that I was on to see what their policies were about electronic cigarettes. Now, they all basically have the same policy about how much liquid you can carry on, but they didn't really have a policy about the electronic cigarette by itself. So I decided that I was just going to keep it on myself for its own protection, and so I wouldn't have any hassle. This whole story is about user irresponsibility. Recently, there's been a trend in mods, and these mods do not have regulators on them. The regulators will only allow the mod to heat the heating element up for X amount of seconds. So without a regulator, these things can overheat, and overheating can cause a fire. And if that's in the cargo bay, that can cause a huge headline. I'm talking a huge headline about a fire on an airplane. Let's use some common sense, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to see some e-cig manufacturers actually have fireproof carrying cases for electronic cigarettes, so you can actually put them in the baggage compartment. So this is our story today. Check it out. FAA warns airlines about e-cigarette safety concerns. Thank you for joining me today, and vape on. We'll be right back.